Chapter 15. Talking to Big S the First Time. December 27, 2011. Soraya, are you prepared to talk to me?
Hello, Eve.
I see. I talk to the lady of sunglasses and frying pans? If you like to call me this way, yes, so it is. I want to find out who you truly are. And if you have made up your mind since my speech last week. I thought maybe you are lacking contact to CM's ground crew. Or is it too low for you to talk with ordinary universal citizens? Eve, you call yourself an ordinary universal citizen, but this is not what you are. Many of you down there have just little idea about who they truly are, and although there is hierarchy in universe, we don't consider people incarnate as too low to talk to. Even if they have placed sunglasses upon the face of their creator son. So, to speak, Eve, your speech was quite impressive, and truly, I was missing the words right away. You brought up a new perspective and view of a shocking character. Shocking, because when a person always wants the best outcome for all, it's not considered that there is an interpretative factor in it which could be used for a possible indictment. Your bullets were weighing heavy. I must say. You truly stood there in front of our big council and threatened the master spirit of the seventh super universe by a possible indictment. I cannot remember any similar case before. Certainly the most extraordinary cases come from Urantia. Then, Soraya, tell me, how sovereign is a sovereign in your view? How sovereign do you let CM be? And how valuable and needed is the opinion of a being who has never set a foot on a material planet in rebellion? Reading records is one side of the coin, but that does not automatically give you any clue about the real deal, the touchable state of being into it, in a dense zone of non-remembering your origin. Can you gain insight, perhaps, that it was not you incarnate on this planet, but CM? True, I was never incarnate on this planet, Eve, but still, Michael is the sovereign, and he could in fact just decide and do. I don't believe that, Soraya. CM would have long liked to finish the scenario. But he wanted to stay polite, while you maneuvered him by your words, together with your counsels. There are several issues which may prove that it was irresponsible by you to cause any single delay. Who will transform the energy of suffering? Who will transform the unnecessary deaths and poisoning of the planet? Who signed the okay for all the additional tons of chemistry blown by the chemtrail aircrafts, for the oil polluting the GOM? For the many animals dying, for good ones killed, was it you? And don't start telling me about eternal life. I'm talking about down here. Soraya, your cooking certification does not match the needs of Nebadon, and especially not of Urantia. If you are insightful, cooperative, then let CM be sovereign as he has to be, to solve these problems finally. Eve, I think I have understood your message. It's clear and straight, and we might try to be just watchers. Do you think we should forbid Michael to ask us? This would be a brilliant idea. You may discuss these issues later, in the universities of Nebadon, if you need to, but it's important to leave CM free-hand with his decisions. Never forget how destruction was caused by your delays. This is not the will of the Eternal Father. Anti-authority style on the Dark Brothers has not done well in any test. He wants to love and protect, and not necessarily destroy. Every day of waiting also destroys CM's reputation, which is not of any advantage for this world. As soon as you don't confirm me in writing that you let CM be 100% sovereign, I will hold you responsible for everything destroyed by the so-called decision of higher order. Okay, Eve, I have heard that. I tell you, we have already started to change ways of handling. We hope to match your goal and CM's success. Soraya, I will stand in for CM with all my divine presence. If somebody tries to hinder his success, he will have to deal with me. And if I have to lend me the sword of light from A.A. Michael, you won't need it, Eve. We will set up a document, a contract, with CM, which confirms that he is no more being advised and recommended to hear the councils. And of course, he will have to sign that too. I hope he will. This will make all even more interesting. CM is a genius. You should really ponder about a test incarnation on a material world of Nebadon. Certainly, I'm not too keen on that. I might prefer just to watch. Is there no work left for you in Orvantan in your ruler job? There always is, but there are others working at my office. Okay then, I think all was said and done. I wish you a happy getting out of CM's way. A typical Eve phrase, right? Goodbye, Soraya. Goodbye, Eve.